is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Especially on this show.
And we never know what topics are just going to take over. We know when plumbing comes up, we're going to get flooded with plumbing calls. We know when electrical comes up, we get flooded with electrical calls. We have just been flooded with pecans this hour. And one great point to the pecans is they don't melt in your mouth. They don't melt in your car, purse, or pockets, even in Arizona's heat, which is very true. You can take them with you just about everywhere.
You can toast them on your dashboard.
Yeah, just put some butter, melt butter on your dashboard. And one person wants to know, where can they go to make sure that they are buying? They're not in Green Valley, like our caller Mark was.
Right.
How do I go and find a Arizona pecan?
Some of the specialty shops in Scottsdale. And you can always ask whenever you go into the grocery store, where did you get the pecans? And they'll let you know if it's from one of our local farmers, too. And our farmers are getting better about labeling. So even Valley Pecan, they will identify because they're starting to put it on their packaging. So there's a lot more of that identification is occurring. A lot of our leafy greens, the grocery stores are getting a lot better about identifying where that food came from. And that's really valuable to you and me. So that's occurring a lot more than we've ever seen before.
You mentioned, Julie, that if you're getting leafy greens at this time of year, you can pretty much count on it coming right from Yuma, right?
Correct. Yeah, any of your produce sections within the grocery stores, whether that be Bash's or Fry's or Safeway, you're going to have a high probability that that's coming right from Yuma. So that's kind of a neat thing. And then all of our liquid, our milk, a gallon milk, 97% of that is coming from our dairy farms here in Arizona. So...
And we do have a number of dairy farms in Arizona. What is the name of that association? Arizona Dairy?
Yes, the United Dairymen's Association. And it's basically a co-op. It represents about 100 of our dairies here in the state. And the average dairy size, by the way, because I know you like your stats, Romy. But
you read my mind.
The average dairy has anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 head of cattle and or dairy cows. So we actually have the larger dairies. We're also considered on a national level of having some of the top dairies in the country because of the way we take care of our cows, the quality of our milk, just a lot of neat things. And obviously because of size, we produce a lot of
Weren't you going to find me a dairy that would make me whole buttermilk? Wasn't that your assignment last time you were on air?
I forgot.
Why can I only get fat-free buttermilk? That's horrible.
I know. Well, we'll work on that. Maybe Dan Sison's Dairy. You know about them.
I do. We buy their glass container milk. That's what we're drinking
flavored
at our house. Yeah.
And one of my favorites this holiday season was the eggnog. And so just all sorts of...
That was extra special, their particular eggnog.
Yes.
Jennifer, if we published our buttermilk biscuit recipe and found one dairy that would start producing whole buttermilk, I promise you we could keep the shelves clear. Every gallon they produce would be sold just to make the morning biscuits.
You need to talk to Dan Sison's, and I will feature that on Fill Your Plate, and then you won't keep it on the shelves.
Well, that was one point I was going to make to that person about buying local, fillyourplate.org.
Right. And we identify a lot of those things, and we keep reminding. We have a blog that we run 3 times a week. It's also mobile friendly. So, Rosie and Jennifer, when you get done with your Arizona Highways hike, and you want to go to one of the farmers markets, depending on where you're at, just use your smartphone, go to Fill Your Plate, and it's a searchable database of all the farmers markets. There's about 100 of them featured throughout the state of Arizona. So it's a good way to have a fun respite and to eat some good food and buy some fresh produce after that intense hike.
Jeff?
Yes.
Of Harper's Nursery, we appreciate it. You're off to the nursery now, I assume?
I'm off to the nursery, yep.
And that is located at?
2529 North Hayden Road on the east-hand side of Hayden between Thomas and McDowell.
And a great time for vegetable starters. You'd mentioned this is your favorite vegetable season, so I'd imagine as the propagator of the Harper brothers, you always, you're the grower. I'd imagine you've got plenty of vegetables on those shelves.
We got lots of stuff in the pipeline, and I've got several growers around town that I buy their locally grown, Velarde Gardens for one, who is a locally organic locally grown vegetable, and I buy all of her starts and stop by her house on the way home or to work almost every week just to check the progress and see when our little maters and peppers will be ready.
And you're open today until?
5 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And Julie, your mother was on the cover of Arizona Highways. We had them in last hour.
Yes. And the 1989 cover, and it was the Cuadro de Mujeres. She happened to be one of the writers, and it's a silhouette sunset. As the sunset's going down, two of the writers are slamming just before they hit each other.
Beautiful.
And it
picture.
Ended up being one of the covers of the Arizona Highways. So that's our 15 seconds of fame.
Congratulations. For our question this hour, what are the 2 months you don't fertilize roses? Text the answer to 411-923. First one to get the correct answer will be sent a 4-pack of tickets to the Phoenix Open Golf Tournament.
Waste Management Open. Yep.
Golf Tournament.
Yep.
Thingamadoohob coming up.
As well as Arizona.
Next week or two, isn't it?
As well as the Arizona Highways calendar.
Oh, boy.
So there you go.
Is it a 2016 calendar?
It's a 2016
Perfect.
Calendar.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.